Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Rodeo lineup will be announced tonight. And make sure y'all follow the stations on Sports Radio or on Instagram at Sports Radio 610. Follow me on Instagram too at The Figgy Fig.
Figgy Takeover?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be in the building. I'm gonna be posting some content and all that stuff. So yeah, man. Make sure you give us a follow. So kind of stay.
It's a big
up,
day
man.
In Houston. It always is.
It is, man. Yeah. I see a lot of people walking around some cowboy gear and stuff, like cowboy hats.
Yeah,
like the, hats and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, stay tuned. But I got a question, man. I ran across this question from one of my friends, and I thought this was a great topic. Mm-hmm. I never thought about this a day in my life. But what stats about your life would you like to see after your death? And I got a couple things personally.
Like statistics.
Wanna, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like he did this that many times.
Random. Or, so I'm going to go
like
through.
Like a Spotify rap book for your life.
Yo, that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
So I'm going to go through my list and send them in 713-572-4610.
Hours spent procrastinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so one of mine is. I would like to know the women I had a chance with if I would have made the first move.
Oh, good answer.
Dude, that's a great one.
Man, I'd be so sick, bro. I'd be out here missing signals like crazy.
You were interested in me?
That was the one.
Oh, man.
Have y'all ever been in this situation where, like, and I know some of our listeners have, like, years later, like after Facebook gets here and all that stuff, or Twitter, or Instagram or something, like there's this woman that you, or girl back then that you knew that you were just kind of like, hey, what's up or whatever, like becomes your friend, is always answering your questions and liking your stuff. I'm like, what is this about?
Yeah.
Was she like into me?
The worst is when, you know, I used to have a crush on you back then.
Yeah.
Like, no, you did not.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that with me right now.
Right now, it's time to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Like, why would you tell, in front of my wife? Why would you tell me that right now?
That's a great stat. How many, like, if I only knew. Now we all, everything works out for a reason, and we're all happy in this room. I don't know about Reggie. You're
deeply unhappy.
your love life. But it's like, really?
Yeah. So I want to know that stat. Mm-hmm. Another one I want to know is how many people I met in passing that ended up being millionaires. So just random people that I came across and either before or end up becoming like filthy rich. I want to know all those people that I was even around.
What would you do with that information? Just curiosity?
Yeah, just kind of curious. Like, oh, it was a guy I met, you know, when I was working on the street team, and I was at a bar.
Now
and I
he's just the shook CEO of blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, he was the CEO or something like that. Or that man became rich. Or somebody just had a conversation with in the elevator. So now that man is filthy rich. Another random one. I want to know how many hours I slept throughout my whole life. Like, what are those hours?
I want to know, you know, from my previous life traveling so much, how many hours I spent on an airplane.
Yeah, you spent a lot.
Oh man.
So frustrating. Like, it's got to be in the thousands.
It could be.
That just feels like such a waste. I mean, obviously, it's great experiences and all that, but just sitting on an airplane.
I would like to know how much money I made my entire life.
Okay.
There's probably a way to find that out.
Nah,
I'm talking about like from kid, from being a kid. Yeah. Like your uncle giving you $10.
Oh, gotcha.
How much
birthday money? Yeah,
actually, in general, a good subsection is just like how much of that money did you waste before you got like a real job? Because I swear, I told my little brothers all the time. I was like, look, man, going through high school and stuff. I saw me and my friends and stuff where you have like a high school job and you ain't got no responsibilities. It comes in and goes out, and you're just like, you get to college, you're like, or you get to, you know, after college or whatever, you get into the real world, and you're like, damn, I wish I had that money. How much money was that actually that you would have had if you just like been smart and saved?
Probably a lot for most of us.
You know?
More than you imagine.
Yeah. I also want to know how many, this was a little cheesy though, but how many people I've impacted on the positive side?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
No, it's cheesy.
So at the end of it all, like, I want to see how many people, like, yeah, you know what? Me talking to Figgy that one time. Like, that really helped me out a lot. I want to know how many people.
No, that'd be a great one to know.
Along those lines, someone from the 281 said, how many people I made laugh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Also, I want to know how many pounds of crawfish I ate throughout my life.
Oh, boy. That would
be a lot.
That would be an awful lot. I'm thinking of the foods that I just my whole life just probably.
How many gallons of beer you drank? Thousands of pounds.
Well, I was thinking foods, but. Yeah, beer would be on the
list. How many pounds of spaghetti? Now, how many gallons of milk? I would like to see I would like to see the disparities.
Here we go.
I want to know just how many of y'all are milk drinkers to that extent. Real milk drinkers.
Yeah. Like, mine is like, as you guys know, just like Mexican sweet bread, pan dulce, and cheese. I just devour that stuff. I can't walk by them.
Yeah. Some more on the list that some funny ones I came across was how many times I almost died without realizing it.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then let me get the cut up. Let me get the all 22 of the situation where you just like, oh wow, yeah, it was right there.
Oh, like, oh damn, I would have been right there with Tupac. I was supposed to be at that intersection.
I can think of one right off the top of my head. The Atlanta bombing. I walked through that plaza 5 minutes before it went off.
That's wild.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's scary.
Like 5 minutes.
Man.
Yeah.
I want another one is top five songs you listen to and plus how many times you heard each song.
Oh, the real Spotify.
Oh, which song have I heard the most?
In life, yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times your body successfully destroyed a cancer before it could take hold?
Okay, I don't know how much I would like to leave wherever it is.
But it does happen a lot.
No, I'm certain.
Yeah,
I'm certain.
It happens a lot.
A lot of people from the 832. I appreciate this one for the way that you said it. You're not the only one, but I love the way you put it. How many pounds of Mary Jane I've smoked?
Oh man,
thank you, thank you for texting in, Rick.
Rick James.
I couldn't even get it out. Yes, Rick James.
What about gambling results?
Oh, at the end. Lord.
how many units you up or down? Let's be honest. Down?
I think everyone is down. Not everyone. Somebody's won the lottery. But I mean, like, most people who like regular gambling are probably down. But I would like to know what that, you know, what the disparity is. Because you do have some good days, too, now.
Good days, the bad days. Yeah. The good Lord be out there be like, wait a minute, you spent this much on gambling?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. From the 281, want to know if I ever met a murderer, but only they know that information? Like, so just how many times you passed by or, like, ran an interaction with somebody?
A serial killer or somebody like that?
That's crazy.
I like this figure. This is good.
How many diapers I changed? Somebody put that.
Yeah,
I got a good number.
You got three kids.
I got three kids. Changed a lot of diapers.
So multiply that by like 4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to one. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting question, man. I never really thought about it like that. We do that with sports a lot. At the end of their career, we kind of go through their stats and stuff like that. But I wish we could do something like that.
How many like times did you almost pull the trigger on something, but you didn't? And it would have been like big time for you.
Like whether a jackpot.
Like a house that you almost bought and you're like, nah. And then it turns out to be in a neighborhood that, or whatever, you know, like.
How would you even calculate or quantify? Yeah. That's the only thing.
Like, you're near misses of like a booming success. That's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Kind of like you and Dale.
And Dale. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly like me and
Dale. That one's still over your head. How many times you've cussed? I want a word breakdown. I want how many times you've used certain words or phrases.
I think F is top of my list.
As far as cuss words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just general words. He uses that word more than anything
else. Yeah, mine's is probably, I'm always saying damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man.
I like that.
So Arian Foster, he'll be representing the Houston Texans, or coming out the tunnel on Saturday against the Chargers. And he was on his podcast. So he got a podcast called Macrodosing. And it's a Barstool podcast. Mm-hmm. And he actually talked about how he got the phone call from the Houston Texans.
To nice. Up.
And this is how that sounded.
I got a text from their people, and they want me to lead the team out of the tunnel for the playoff game. And so.
All right, so you're all in on the Texans this weekend.
Am I all in?
You're leading them out onto the field.
But see, that's when they asked me to do it, I'm like, why would they ask me to do it? They know I'm not like a rah-rah type of cat. I'm gonna lead them out. Like, I'm gonna carry a whatever the flag or whatever. But I've never been like the hoorah, like, let's hype them up. I'm just gonna lead them out on the field and like show love. Like, I'll do that if they're asking me to, like, I'm not like a raw. I don't like it when I played, so why would I? You know what I mean?
But no speech.
Nah, I'm not. What the f*** am I saying?
This game of inches. These inches are all around us.
The greatest speech of all time.
Hey, the greatest speech of all, well, football speech of all time.
He's got a namaste, right?
He has to. I kind of like this from Arian Foster. I'm glad he's not really like a rah-rah mm-hmm. type of guy. He's just so laid back. And he's so humble too, because it's like, dog, you need to be in the ring of honor if we want to have this real conversation.
Oh, and he should have been already.
He should be. And he just sitting there like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna say. I guess I'm.
But that's him.
Yeah, and yeah. Also he had another clip where he was just like, hey, can I bring my kids too?
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, yeah, they can shoot off the cannon. And he's just saying like he kind of like tiptoeing around the organ. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, you're Arian Foster, man.
He's the greatest there's ever been here that position.
I kind of love that about him, because you got some people that, you know, a JJ would just walk in. And
oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, own the place.
You're like, what the hell am I going to say?
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know what. Well,
by the way, Arian Foster, Hispanic.
Arian?
No, you know, he's Mexican American.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. But
His mom, full blooded, from Mexico.
That's why he got that good hair.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
No, but I just enjoy him being him. You know what I mean? Like, somebody on the text line said, I don't want Arian carrying the flag out because of the soundbite. Never thought of him as all out Houstonian type person. I think he's just a reserved dude. Like,
yeah. Well, the organization made him turn too.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of factors.
Yeah, he always been laid back. Like, I got a chance to talk to him a couple times just about life stuff. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked at playing in the NFL as kind of like a job a little bit, where, you know, right. I'm here to do my job. And once he retired, then he kind of like stepped away.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's a lot of players that's like that, that they do their job. They make a lot of money for their family, generational wealth type thing. And it just kind of just go on and do other stuff they're interested in. Yeah. Like, he went on a rap.
I love that album, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's a great album. My hot take is I felt like that album was better than the J. Cole album that came out around that time.
Woo!
That's my hot take.
I'm going to have to go think on that one.
Yeah, but salute to Bobby Fino, man.
Yeah, that's man.
Right. I can't wait to see him on Saturday. Also, salute to Jameis Winston, man. He had a birthday earlier this week. And in honor of that, I just love playing some Jameis Winston stuff. Yeah, I think this was Cam Jordan. Was this Cam Jordan? I think Reggie sent this clip to me.
Yeah, it was Cam Jordan. They played together with the Saints.
Yeah, so this was his story talking about Jameis Winston just being one of those dudes that could do anything.
It's going to stick current because I love everything he'd be talking about now. What's going to take to win the game? Unwavering faith. It doesn't take the lights, the camera, the action. It takes all action, individual action. There was times where he wasn't the starter, you would still be like, did you really say that? And he's so serious, locked in. We played him that game. They eat the W? That was our game. Deshaun Jackson in the back, Quan Alexander. Guys like looking at him like, what the hell? And he's like, hey, what we got to do is win. We're going to do this. We're going to win. Hey, everybody wants a W, right? You gotta eat that. And the moment he went here, you see Deshaun Jackson in the picture like, no! Nah. But had they won, they would have eaten dubs for the rest of the season. Fan base would have been, eat a dub. The moment you have a conversation with James, you understand that's the guy you want in a bar fight. That's the guy you want at church. That's the guy you want at the house playing cards. That's the guy you always want in your corner. But we're about to drive to the mall. He's already in the driver's seat and he doesn't know where the mall is yet. If you need somebody to ride with you, Jameis is that guy.
That's great.
I think that's so accurate too.
Did he call him like a dog bait? Like he basically like
he's a loyal guy.
Yeah, he said that's the guy you want.
Golden retriever right there.
That's the guy.
Where we going? Let's go.
You. That's the guy you want at a bar fight. That's the guy you want at church.
Yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and here's another clip. Here's a clip of him actually on the boat fishing.
Whoa.
And you might can take a couple notes from this, John Lopez.
I just love how excited. Fishing. Now I'm interested.
Sit up a little bit
here.
Yeah,
yeah. So this is Jamin Winston actually talking to a fish.
Oh, well.
This is a red fin herring I'm holding right now. And as you know, he's wobbling. Wobble with me. He isn't able to talk because he is an amphibian. Is he an amphibian? No, he's a fish. I'm sorry, red fin herring. If you've seen SpongeBob, you see a lot of redfin herrings, but you don't see them get caught a lot. Redfin herring. Not redfin, a threadfin. If you look at the fins, you can see a slight thread coming out.
All of a sudden, he's an expert.
Here, to explain the significance of thread fins. I just literally made that up.
No kidding. So he's like, redfin herring. Oh, it's a threadfin herring? Okay, the reason it's a redfin herring, let me explain this to you. You hey, didn't even know what it was called.
Hey, now you got to get on the Bite Me podcast, man.
I would be.
Wow.
Don't ask me twice.
Talk some fishing with Jameis Winston.
That would be a blast.
Cam was 100% right, because he was just like, he'll jump into it. It don't matter if he knows what he's doing or not. He's like, threadfin, yeah. I see the thread right here. This is clearly why it is. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know Jameis. He's just excited. He's excited to be a part of things.
Oh, man. He's one of one.
Yeah,
that one's used a lot, but he is one of one.
Yeah, ain't no other ones like that.
Yeah, man. Salute to Jameis Winston. Happy belated birthday and many more, man. Maybe one day he could be the backup to C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for him to come here and replace Davis Mills and be the backup.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
can
man.
You imagine?
Oh, hey, God. Screw C.J. Stroud. We want to talk to Jameis Winston.
Can you imagine team Bible study?
Oh, wow.
Imagine
him and CJ going back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's Shaq and Penny right
Woo!
There.
Woo!
Man.
Bible study will be incredible.
That's like Snoop and Tupac on America Gets This, man. Imagine them going back and forth talking about the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right. That is another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Coming up next, we're getting ready to catch up with our fellas of the drive. They're actually out of the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress. If you want to go see them, we'll check in with them here in a second, and we'll get you ready for a little bit of college football playoff. We got a big one tonight, Notre Dame and Penn State. We'll talk about that next.